one of the most interesting issues, I think, in terms of its impact on the future of the country and on the race, and you've heard an awful lot about it, is using energy as a way forward for the economy of the United States. You hear them all say it. Sustainable jobs, sustainable energy equals sustainable growth and jobs in the economy, real jobs held by real Americans, blah, 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 you know. So what are we actually talking about? Well, joining us to help explain is the author of the book Beyond Light Bulbs, Lighting the Way to Smarter Energy Management. Susan Meredith wrote the book and explores the current energy crisis and examines possible paths to this renewable energy and sustainability that we're talking about that is that holds this promise of the American economy. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about, you know, we hear a lot about it on the campaign trail, but you don't really get a lot of detail. What are we actually talking about when we talk about this industry?
Well, there's a couple of different areas that you need to focus on. One is transportation and one is electricity, because they're really two different things. And the depending on what we're trying to address, dependence on foreign oil, of course, we need to focus on transportation, because about two-thirds of oil is used for transportation. And then on the other hand, we've got electricity. If we want to focus on getting rid of all the emissions, we also need to focus on electricity, because coal, 50% of our electricity in the United States comes from coal, and then 20% more comes from natural gas. So it's really a pretty pervasive problem. It addresses a lot of different areas.
All right. So let's talk about the candidates and their positions, and you can choose either transportation or electricity. Your call.
Well, really, if you look at the candidates, it's more kind of overall there's a difference in what they're doing. John McCain really focuses on current energy technologies. So what can we do to make coal clean, you know, using nuclear because it doesn't have emissions, whereas Barack Obama focuses on some of the alternative fuels, alternative electricity sources like wind and solar. So they both, if you look at their websites and you listen to them talk, they both cover all the different pieces of the puzzle. It's really the difference in their emphasis. So really, we've got three problems. We've got dependence on foreign oil, we've got global warming emissions, and then down the track, we've got dependence on non-renewables. So the thing is, if we want to address both, you know, really John McCain is focusing kind of more short-term. The dependence on foreign oil is the most imminent problem, and Barack Obama is looking a little more long-term. And there's pros and cons to both of those. The way you can see that is in the way, you know, they talk about it. For instance, you know, Barack Obama has got, you know, ensure 25% of our electricity comes from renewable sources by 2025, where John McCain says encourage the market for alternatives.
And that's but that's actually happening, isn't it?
Yeah,
I read about this. I read about this company here in Maryland, and I couldn't figure out what they were doing at first. And what it turned out was they were building solar farms and selling electricity to the grid. And the way that they were financing themselves was by selling to people like Whole Foods and Staples. Mm-hmm. So it's real complicated. So let me try to explain it. Basically, you own a store, and you want to power the store by solar power, but you don't want to put panels on the roof, so you pay this company who gives you credits for solar power. They go out, invest in this solar equipment, sell the electricity to the grid, and in essence, you are powering your store by solar, even though you're on the grid. And that is a private sector business, right?
Yeah, and there's lots going on with utilities about, it's called net metering, meaning if, you know, even households, if you put solar on your house, being able to supply the grid when you have excess and then use it when you, you know, so you keep track of it going both directions. But, of course, on companies, it's a lot bigger scale. But there's lots of things happening and lots of new things. And I think when you talk about, you know, the job market, There's so many different aspects of energy, and that's a good thing. Because we, you know, there's kind of this feeling we want to find a silver bullet, you know, the one thing that's going to solve everything. But why? When we have a lot of different alternatives, there's lots of different skills and there's lots of different job opportunities. So that's not a bad thing to have a need for a lot of different things.
We're talking with Susan Meredith, who has written a book, Beyond Light Bulbs, Lighting the Way to Smarter Energy Management, in which she explores the crisis, the energy crisis, and the possible paths to renewable energy and sustainability. So you say that there's this wide variety of jobs in this industry. Like what?
Well, with renewables for electricity, for instance, solar uses technology that is similar to computer components, computer chips. So there's those kind of jobs that can transition. When you talk about hydrogen, that is similar to the distillation process of oil. So people in that industry could transition to that. You know, There's biomass, there's wind, you know, wind is a little bit simpler as far as technologically, but, you know, there's lots of different kinds of jobs. One thing to say, too, you know, about what I hear in the candidates, there's kind of a confusion that wind and solar, nuclear and clean coal are somehow going to solve the dependence on oil. And sometimes they use those in the same terms, in the same conversation. That's not going to do it because, you know, two-thirds of oil is used for transportation. So we have to do alternative fuels, alternative vehicles. We have to do that to be able to get out of the dependence on foreign oil.
Well, have you taken a look at the thing that the that General Motors and Chrysler are working on? General Motors has already unveiled their Volt.
Mm-hmm.
And Chrysler says they're right behind them. 2010 is the target launch for these vehicles. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
I mean, as a transitional.
Yes, and as well as, I mean, if you think about the number of vehicles we have out already, though, we replace our vehicles about 7%, you know, come out each year.
Mm-hmm.
But we've already got so many vehicles out there. There's over 250 million vehicles on the road today. We have to do something with those, too. So again, there's the big companies that have something, but there's so much opportunity for smaller companies as well, the ones that could just start doing transitioning existing vehicles to be able to take electricity or, as T. Boone Pickens says, we'll go to natural gas. It makes sense to use, again, a variety of different alternatives depending on, you don't want to use fuel to transport fuel, so use ethanol in the Midwest, use natural gas where there's natural gas, use electric where, you know, that makes sense. So, you know, in the plain states, you know, where electricity from wind is going to be real available, you'd definitely probably want to go with electric vehicles. So, you know, that we have to do that, and it can be the big companies, definitely they're coming along, but it can also be companies that set up to convert cars.
So, like, you drive your old car in there, and for X dollars, they either make it natural gas or electric total or electric partial?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Huh. Interesting. All right, the book is Beyond Light Bulbs. Susan Meredith, the author, thank you so much for the time and the insight.
Thank you very much.